We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. We're continuing a little bit the Sugya Shlichus Yad, then we're going to start a new parak in Yetz Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Hachoyshev L'shloyach Yad Pekodin. Shlichus Yad means to misappropriate the funds, you get a Pekodin, and you use it for the wrong thing. What about if you just think about using it? Which Rashi and Tosfos teach, Hachoyshev is not mean think, it means you say it. You say, I'm in front of Edim, like Rashi says, I'm going to take this pekodin shalplani. So Achoyshev v'shloich yav pekodin. V'sham erim chayiv. V'sham he says that you chayiv v'shlichas yav, which means it goes to yours just now. V'sil oimrim ein chayiv at yishaleich b'yad. V'sil says you're not chayiv until you actually mishaleich b'yad. Shneimar says in the pasuk lo shalach yodim lech Israel, which is a clear lashon of shlichas yad, not that you're saying it or thinking it. So as a machleket v'sham v'sil, if you have to actually mishaleich yad to be coming to your shos, or choyshev is enough. Next case in the Mishnah, which is no shaykh to the first part. Hita es ha-chavis and otom an-revius. Let's say someone tipped the chavis a little bit. He's watching a chavis to someone. It's not his. He tips the chavis, takes out a revius. V'nishpura, and it breaks. So usually you shleich yad, and then it breaks. You chayiv and oinsim. Is this called shlichas yad by taking out a little bit from the chavis? Halach is, einu mishalem al-revius. Only pay a revius. What's the reason? Because shlichas yad is only chayiv, but oinsim if you make a mashicha, or you pick it up where it's a kinyan. The chayyah has to be the Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai holds even choshev, but here it's possible even Beis Shammai. The case was, you know, not choshev v'shleich b'yad, you just took out a little bit, so it could be the kuliyama. Rashi's mashma, it's a kuliyama. Rashi says that nusab api nafshahi, Rashi says about this part of the Mishnah, so it sounds like kuliyama is halacha. Halacha is, in order to do shlichas yad, you have to be koinet, you do mashicha. Hagbiya, not on men revius, v'nishbara masham nekula. If you pick it up, and you take out a revius, so then you chayiv on the whole thing, even though you only took a little bit. We saw this a few times already. The shlichas yad, even on miksas, makes you chayiv on the whole thing, but you need a kinyan. See, you picked it up, made a kinyan, and you took out a little bit. The halacha is you have to pay the whole, you have to pay for the whole thing, even if it's oinus, because it's a chiyav of shlichas yad.
Why is
going to be chayiv for something? Zok the Gemara. The Gemara says, not immediately. How do you know? Let's see what the machleik says. Why is chayiv enough? By the way, Tosfos speaks out that when the chayiv here means amira, it's the same thing for pigle. Pigle, you assume, means you just think it. Tosfos says also means you have to say it. That's Tosfos on one basis. Hach machshava have a dibur k'yalf me'al kol dava b'chein machshava is pigle nami. But let's see the pshat of Meisham Beis Hillel b'bir machlekes. Not only the Torah Melunta Raisa says in the pasuk, Akol dvar pesha al shar al chamar al se al salma Akol aveda shiyem ki uzeh ado lekim yovid dvar shneim asher yeshin lekim shalom shnei l'reu. Pasuk by Shemir, Akol dvar pesha, dvar. Dibur. Even here, Yechayiv Amachshava Kemaisa. We're calling Machshava Dibur. So you see, there's a Chiyiv Shlichas Yad even on Dibur. You're not Chayiv until you actually do Shlichas Yad. Shneim is in the pasuk. You need actual Shlichas Yad. Doesn't help Dibur. So Shami ties to Beis Hillel. Lekvar Nemar Akol Dvar Pesha. What do you do with Akol Dvar Pesha? It's Mashal Dibur. Omel Lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. But look for now, I'm like Shalach Yerbech Israel. What do you mean? I have a bigger right. It says Shalach Yerbech Israel. And came out Tam Olam called Var Pesha. So you want to answer at least Beis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel do with Akol Dvar Pesha? Because Beis Hillel says, it says Shalach Yerbech Israel means in Yishlichas Yad Mamsh. So what do you do with Akol Dvar Pesha, which sounds like a deeper? Shiyachol, Ainli Elohu, maybe only if he himself does Yishlichas Yad, does it go into your Shus Vayinsim. But what about Omel La'avdoi V'lishluch Ebenayin? If you tell a Eved, your Eved or your Shliach, go, please, take something from the chavis. Pick up the chavis, take something from it. Menayin, that it's called shlichas yad for you. Tamalei ma kol dvar pesha. That says I kol dvar pesha. Even on your dibur, which in other words, like the modern condition says, here's a raya that by shlichas yad you say yes shliach dvar avera. That's what you say yes shliach dvar avera. And here from a kol dvar pesha we learn that if you send a shliach to be shliach yad, it's kilu you have a shliach yad, and therefore you're chayiv. There's actually a big shaila, the sma and the shach in. In Choshev Mishpat, that talk about if the shliach himself is chayiv as well, and the only nafkamina is here if the shliach can't pay, the mishliach also chayiv al tiyas shliach v'avera. But it's out of the scope of this discussion. But like upon him, in any case, we see from here pasha that yes shliach v'avera. That's what we see from this called our pasha according to Vesil. So according to Vesil, in shliach zayat mamish. Called our pasha teaches us yes shliach v'avera. Said right in the Mishnah. Hinta es chavis. If you tip the chavis, took out a revius, the law is you're not chayiv oinsim on the entire chavis. It's not the case. I'm a rabba, lo yishanu el nishbara. This halacha is only if it broke. Then you're only chayiv on that revius, not on the whole barrel. Because it's oinus. But what happens? After I took out that one revius, it became chaymitz. It spoiled. Meshalim es kula. Now, look, is that you pay for the entire barrel. My time, giri the day who the hanalo. Here, it's his fault. If you take out a revius mit, so it's not full, it's easier to become chaymitz, easier to spoil. And therefore, here, you're chayim the whole thing, because that's kisidah pshia, like Rashi explains. That they took out a little bit is kisidah pshia, and therefore, you're chayim for the whole barrel. Now, what's the pshia? Because it took out a little bit, and it's easier to become spoiled. That's Rashi's pshat. But the Kamel Fi Rashi, let's say it was already missing a little bit, so then you wouldn't be chai, wouldn't go up Shia, because you're already missing a little bit. But the Rambam learns a little different. The Rambam learns, since I tipped it and I shook it a little bit, that's what made the chaymitz happen. So then it would be applied even if a revius was missing already and he took out a revius more.
What's the difference between Hitta and Nishpura?
No.
Nishpura and
Chmitza?
Yeah.
The Chmitza means he got spoiled. Got spoiled. Nothing to do with it. Hitta's not chayiv. Hitta's not chayiv. He didn't pick it up. He didn't do mashicha. Took out a revius. So how's he chayiv in the whole thing? So Rashi says he chayiv in the whole thing because you made it spoiled by taking out a little bit. But the repairs of Shnayim's realm is a little different. That the pshia was that you tipped it. If you tip it on one side, then it shakes it up and that makes the chayiv happen. Where's the chos pshia sefayin? I'm not sure. But I say that's the pshia alone. What? What?
You caused a potential
hichl. Caused hichl, exactly.
And it ended up that it broke.
No, it didn't break. No, it broke
your
part.
In the case that you broke your
part. Oh, that we call that child. Yeah, that's the asking. Vinishbro, that's the asking. This is not good with Rambam and Rashi. Stop me asking a question. The Vinishbro, the Chorus, yeah, to be calling that child, yeah. Higbiya v'notal himena. Higbiya v'notal himena. It says you pick it up and you took some, then yichayiv al shlichas yad. Oma Shmuel, loy notal notal mamish. Doesn't mean you took it mamish. Elo kivan shegbiya litol av apish loy notal. Which means, it says you picked it up and you took out of it a revius. Let's say you picked it up, you planned to take a revius, but you didn't take out a revius. Is that called shlichas yad or not? So Shmuel says that that's called shlichas yad, even though you didn't take out. Even though you didn't take anything out. Just picking it up for shlichas yad is already, made a kinyan of shlichas yad is enough. That's what Shmuel says. So lema kasava Shmuel, shlichas yad and shlichas yad. It sounds like Shmuel holds, but a big shayla a few times. The shlichas yad, which means I pick it up to take it, do I need a chesaron or not? So it sounds like from here, Shmuel holds that does not need chesaron. Amri lo, shani hocha, the nichale, the hava ha, chavis kula, basis la revius. A big chiddush. He says, really, it's ki'ilu, he took out that revius. Why didn't he drink it? He wanted to keep it fresh, that revius. For later, he already took it, but he has to keep it somewhere. It's safer to keep it in the chavis. So we look at it, it's kilu, you took it out and put it back in, and the chavis is a basis laharavias. That's how it's like. So here, even without the chasaran, it's kilu, you did a chasaran. That's the chiddush over here. Because here, you really wanted to take it out, but you need it here, you have to keep it here to keep it safe, to keep it fresh, and therefore, it's still considered a chasaran.
No, you didn't want the whole
chavis, I want a little bit. So,
he's saying,
I know, yeah, that's not a shlichas yad. Shlichas yad, that's like a shel shlom das. Shlichas yad means I'm taking it for myself. Using it to help something else out, it's called shel shlom das. That's something else. That's what chagas shlom das, and the whole time I got it.
Same by hechmetz.
No, you're going to have a different shal. You're a good shal, you question, but that's shel shlom das. Boyer Vashi. Nigbi arniki litol himena. What about a similar case? You picked up an arniki to take out a dinner, looked around a dinner, but you didn't take the dinner. So is that called ain't a chasar? That you didn't do chasar or not? Mao. Chamra hu loy minta, ela agav chamra. By chamra makes sense that I'm keeping it here and keeping it safe because it's only kept fresh together with all the chamra. Avazuza minta, but zuza doesn't need the other zuzum to keep it fresh, the other money to keep it fresh, you don't keep it in the wallet. I dilma shayin through starnik and through the dinner. That maybe it's better having a kiss mullet, you watch that better, it's more mishdamer, it's not easy to get lost than a dinner by itself. And therefore, that would be the case over here, that would be the tzad over here, that the dinner is being held by the other part of the arniki, and therefore it would be considered ki Eli took it, just keeping it to keep it safe. So that's the shayla. Is this like the case of chaymetz or not? And the Gemara ends off with teiku that we don't have a pshitus to the shayla. Hadra loch perek amafkid b'li neder for those that want to chazer it. Zot the Gemara right, new mishnah, brand new mishnah. Perek Azov, a new Mishnah, a new Perek Azov. Now Azov, it was cost a lot of things. Azov we're going to have about if Kesev is Koina or not, if Chalipin is Koina. But the first part of the Mishnah is like this, that we know that there's something called Kinyan Kesef. But if you want to the Omar, Kesef koinah midaraisa and midarabonah and they're masakin the yini mashicha, there's another man the Omar holds that mashicha is koinah midaraisa. But in any case, lemaisa, you need a mashicha when you buy metalim, you buy objects, you have to make mashicha. But currency doesn't work. Using money does not work for Kinyan. You need a mashicha lemaisa. Now, when you switch currency for currency, so sometimes one of the currencies are considered the main currency, and the other currency, clape this currency, is considered payers, considered objects. So if it's considered an object, so then it won't work, then we'll work with mashicha on that object. For example, let's say I buy fruit with currency, with money. I give the money to the shop, to the shopkeeper, I give him money, and for his payers. I give him the money, nothing really happens. Nothing happened. Once I make a kinyan on the payros, a mashicha on the payros, then if I pay him the money, good. But if I say I didn't pay him the money yet, I owe him that money now. And I can't be chayzer anymore. Once I make a mashicha on the payros, I cannot be chayzer anymore because it's over, the thing is over. Now, the same thing will work if you hold that certain currencies, when it's compared to, let's say, kesef, the currency considered payros, so we have the same halacha, that the mashicha on that payrus is the thing that makes the kinyan, finalizes the transaction.
What's
so that's
an example of that?
Example of currency, but the Mishnah right away will start the example. Hazav koineh kesef, which means if I am going to the shop and I want to switch zav for kesef, let's say a money changer, I want to switch the zav for the kesef. If I give him the zav and he picks up the zav, makes a mashiach on the zav, he owes me kesef now and he can't be chayz anymore. But if
Zav,
I
is the
payers. Zav is the payers, and Kesef is the currency. Zav is the payers, it's the Amish the holds. Zav is considered payers, and Kesef is the currency. So I give you the Zav, which is like payers. You made a Mashiach on the Zav. Now you owe me, the money changer owes me the Kesef, it can't be Chayz anymore. The transaction is over. Ha Kesef ain't a Koines Zav, which means if I give you, unless I go to the money changer, here's money for the Zav. So the Lach is that even when you make a kinyan on the kesef, you still don't owe me the zav, because the kesef is currency. So even when you made a kinyan on that currency, you don't owe me the zav yet. It's still, I just gave you money. It's not, you still could be chayzer. We'll see later on in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah para, but you still could be chayzer. There's a klala for giving chayzer like this, but if I give you money, you make a kinyan on the money, so then, let's say it's for zav, or for anything, or for payers. You made a kinyan on the kesef, the shopkeeper made a kinyan on the kesef, he could still be chayzer,
Something.
Huh?
Unless he's chayzer, he owes him something, right?
Well, if he's chayzer, he gets to give him back the kesef. Give him back the kesef, whatever. If he wants. But it's not koines zav. The thing he bought is not a done deal. Let's say all of a sudden the price of zav shoots up. He says, you know what, forget about it. Here's your kesef back. That's the nafgmina. The nafgmina thing's up. The thing shoots up in price. Yeah. So he gives it back. So that's zav kesef. What I was saying in the first line, zav is to the payers, kesef to the currency. Hana chayzer, koines kesef. Same thing when it comes to copper. Compared to silver, the same thing, pastor on copper coins, the same thing to silver, Nechoish is considered payers, and Kesef is considered the currency. So Nechoish is considered Kesef, you give the guy Nechoish, and he's kinder than Nechoish, he makes a Mashiach on Nechoish, so he owes you the Kesef. But Kesef, and Nechoish, if I give you silver to buy Nechoish, I can still be Chayzer, even though you made a Kinyan on the Kesef. The same thing with Moyes HaRoyes, Kinyan is HaYafos. Royes means Rashi's Nifshlu, it's not usable anymore. It's in those days, even though if you had money, which was a piece of silver, but it was telling the tzura, that a tzura of the emperor, and if that emperor decides this is not a good tzura, it's not a good coin, you couldn't use it for currency anymore. So it's called Moyes HaRoy. It still had a value, it was worth silver, but it wasn't considered currency anymore. So Moyes HaRoy is currency the Yafas. Moyes HaRoy is currency the Yafas. So Yafas and currency HaRoy, same thing. The Moyes HaRoy is make a mashiach on it, then you owe him the Yafas. But if you make a mashiach on the Yafas, that's Kinyan Kesef, does not work. The same thing, Asimon Koine Samat Be'amatein Koine Asimon. Asimon is a coin without a tzura, which means it's different than Moyes HaRoyes. Moyes HaRoyes is, it had a tzura, just made a puzzle. Asimon never had a tzura. Maybe it's going to have a tzura, but there's no tzura right now. So it's also Koine Samat Be'ah, it's considered Paris, Samat Be'ah Koine Asimon. Metatlim Koine Samat Be'ah. If I give you Metatlim and you make Mashiach on it, you owe me the Mat Be'ah. Mat Be'ah ain't Koine Samat Be'ah, but Mat Be'ah, which is Kesef, is not Koine Samat Be'ah. All metaltim koinim ze'azeh. All metaltim koinim ze'azeh. What is that being marba? So pashtus being marba chalipin. That metaltim, you can make chalipin for one for another. I give you a hammer and then for your watch, So the halacha is that the minute you are making mashicha on the hammer, I own your watch already. Here it's a new darga.
It works both ways.
Both ways. And I own it. Here it's a nine of machai to give it. I actually own your watch already. And if it goes down in price, it's my problem. I actually own it. Okay? And if it gets lost, it's my problem also. That's come down to the kind of that means pastures, it means chalipin, rachas, ben tarz, chalipin, tarz, dumb. But we have to get into that later on. Ketzah, so this ketzah is going back on the ratio of the Mishnah. Ketzah, the moshach, imenu peiros, whatever the peiros is, the zav, the choshes, the ro'os, the asimoin, the metaltlim. So ketzah, moshach, imenu peiros, if you make a mashiach on the peiros, loinos, loin, moyos, and still don't give you money yet, ain't no yachal achzavah, you can't be choser. You went to the store, you bought peiros, and a mashiach on it, I owe him money, I cannot be choser, no one can be choser. Nois, loin, moyos, loin, moshach, imenu peiros, if you gave him money, and you didn't make mashiach, yet yachal achzavah, you could be choser. Aval, omru, but Chazal said a terrible klala. Misha para ma'anchi dara marble umidara flago. The one who gave a einish to the dara marble and dara flago, which is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who also lifara misha ino eimem v'diburoi. He will give a einish to the person who's not eimem v'diburoi. It means if you give someone kesef, then you say, you know what, I'm being chayzer. It's not a good thing. You get a klala. Klala of misha para. Rav Shimon Eimer.
Is that any dibur? Only be mekachem.
No, only mekachem emker. Rav Shimon, not only that, if you make up a dibur with someone without giving him money, there's no mishnah parah either. It's called mechus v'amana. We'll see in that mem test, but it's not a mishnah parah either. Mishnah parah won't give money. Rav Shimon Omer, he limits it. Rav Shimon Omer says this that you could be chayzer. We're saying you could be chayzer, you get mishnah parah. You could be chayzer. He says you know what could be chayzer? Only the meicher who has the money in his hands. Rav Shimon Omer calls a kesef v'yada yada al yoyna. Only the person who has the money in his hand by him it's yada al yoyna, which means that he could be Kaiser, but not the lekech. It means the lekech walks in the store. Here's $100 for the suit. Here's $100 for the suit. So he can't be Kaiser anymore. The suit seller could be Kaiser because money is not kindness. That's his limits. The freedom of Tanakama both could be Kaiser because it's not kind of that. But Rav Shimon says no. Dafka kol shekas v'yada. What's pshat on Rav Shimon? We have to wait to the sugi later on that talks about in Daf Mem Zayin. We have to talk about it there to explain exactly what the Bi'ah Machlekes Tanakama and Rav Shimon is.